Hello, this is Space Kate, and with, well, less than 48 hours left of being a space nomad, which is very sad, but girl's got to earn a few pennies so she can come back and watch the next shuttle launch, I guess. But the excitement is not over. I had a fabulous dinner this evening with Flying Jenny, Apache Man, Scott Norman, Harir, Kraflas, and who else? Ram Dev, and a new person that I hadn't met before who turned out to be lovely, on Twitter as Manu Mazzani. Mazzanti. Oh my goodness. Manu Mazzanti. Manuel. He's Argentinian. Or half Spanish and half Italian or something quite exciting and exotic. He was very nice anyway, so that was cool. And we had dinner. That was really nice. A nice ending to my trip, I thought. And then Scott was talking about how he's going to watch the shuttle launch tomorrow from a SpaceX outpost on Kennedy Space Center, which sounds amazing. And I'm so horribly jealous that I actually had to physically restrain myself from hitting him for being so lucky. He's already done an incredible number of things which I haven't been able to do, but whatever. And then it turns out that Manuel also, he has press accreditation, and so he gets the chance to see the shuttle land from an incredible spot, and I'm sitting there being so jealous. But I can't complain. I'm still here in Florida. I'm here to welcome back Discovery from her flight, which I was waiting 4 months for her to take off on. I thought I might as well stay and wish her good travels and a safe landing. Anyway, we went to a bar, and I was there, and I was kind of excited, actually, because it's an Irish pub in Cocoa Beach, and the last time I was there, I was hanging out with Leroy Chow, astronaut Leroy Chow, who invited me over to come and meet a couple of his crewmates from STS-92, and I was like, oh, this is exciting. And there were a few pictures of astronauts on the wall there, but Leroy wasn't on the wall, and I was like, well, where are you, Leroy? That's not right. Anyway, I went in today and I looked round and there was a picture of Leroy and his mission patch on the wall. And I looked at the message he'd written to the owners and it was signed to them, thanks for the good times, thanks for the hospitality, Leroy Chow, and it was dated. And the date was the day that I was there with him in November, when we come over to wait for Discovery to launch when she didn't launch that fateful week where it was delay, delay, scrub. I was really excited because he obviously did that the night I was there. I don't know why he didn't give me a signed picture. Leroy, if you're listening, signed picture please. Yes, I am an astronaut groupie and I can't help it. Anyway, I was taking a picture of that because it made me smile. And somebody came over and asked me why was I obsessed with Leroy, and I started explaining my story. And it turns out that he worked for NASA. And, well, the guy he was with, who was wearing a Guinness shirt in an Irish pub, so I thought he might also be a barman. I think he worked for NASA too, but I never did find out what he did, other than moan at me. But just as I was about to leave, because my friends needed to go, in walks Charlie Bolden. As in, Charlie Bolden, the head honcho at NASA. Ooh, okay. So the two both say hello to Charlie and he goes to the bar. Neither of them bother to introduce me, and I'm sitting there, like, well, yeah, I could go, I'm supposed to go, should leave, friends need to get to work really early tomorrow morning. And I thought, well, how many times in my life am I going to be in a bar with the head of NASA? Really, very, very few. I'm just a girl from East London, and I've had the most incredible adventure. And I have met the most incredible people and done the most incredible things. And the reason I've done that is I have taken every single chance that's been offered to me and I've created opportunities and I've made my own luck and I've worked damn hard and I've met fantastic people and I've been hugely lucky. But I was here to make that luck happen. And I was there in a bar with Charlie Bolden. What do you do? So I say, hey, maybe you could introduce me. I would have gone and introduced myself anyway, to be honest, in a cheeky fashion with a smile, but I was with two people who knew him, so I said, could you introduce me? And they briefly did. All I wanted to do was say hello, really, to say I've met the head of NASA. But then the cheekiness got ahead of me, and I was thinking of all these people watching the launch at incredible place. The landing from incredible places, and I explained why I'd been there for 4 months. I've been watching Discovery. I had my little shuttle pin. I'm wearing my shuttle earrings, and I joked, "Well, if anybody can get me a nice place to watch the landing, surely it's you." I was joking, in that sort of cheeky way that if you want to take it for real and do something, that's amazing. Of course I don't expect anything. "Have you got contact details?" he said. "Oh, killer, my cards are in my other bag. Idiot, idiot, idiot. When will I ever learn? Stop changing handbags or bags that you carry around. Idiot." But anyway, so I wrote down my name, I wrote down my phone number, and I wrote down my email. And he immediately got out his BlackBerry and sent somebody a message. Oh, how exciting! And I chatted them, and it was really nice, and I explained how excited I was by the space program, how I was going to go home to my school and tell them the stories that I have, you know, that I've collected, the people I've met, and the inspiration that I've been given, and try and share that with everybody. And it was a really nice conversation. And it was so nice, and he was so warm, that I thought I could probably push it just a little tiny bit if I was, you know, very aware of, and showed that I was aware of the fact I was pushing my luck. And so I said, "Please, can I be terribly rude and awful and ask one tiny thing of you? Please, please, may I have your photograph with me to prove that this isn't a figment of my imagination?" "Yes, of course," he said. And he was very kind, and he took a picture with me. Brilliant. And that was that. And I was going to leave it at that. But before I had a chance to kindly say thank you so much, the guy who I originally thought was a barman pulled me aside and said, "Make sure you leave him some time, personal time. He needs personal time. You know, he's my boss's boss. You know, he needs personal..." I was like, "Seriously? I know that. I know that. And I was not going to take up any more of his time at all. I was hugely grateful for the moments he'd given me, for him being polite and being warm on an evening out. And I also had 5 friends waiting to go home. I wasn't going to bug him anymore. And you know, it really upset me, because it's difficult. There is a very, very fine line between being pushy and being cheeky, and I always try very carefully to be, you know, cheeky with a smile, but not pushy. You know, I've worked in radio, I have seen pushy people, and they really get my goat. I don't like them, and I don't ever want to be like that. And the way that this guy suddenly jumped on me, for no reason, because I was actually about to close the conversation politely and everything would have been fine, I thought it was unnecessary. And, well, you can tell by the sound of my voice, this should be the most exciting thing ever. And yet, I'm a little bit sad about it, because I would hate to think that I had offended Charlie Bolden in any way. I mean, for goodness sake, he's the head of NASA. Why? You know, I'm a space nomad. Space nomads, it's not in their nature to annoy people who run space companies or administrations or whatever. No, that's bad. I'm now sort of pondering it and wondering if I should write to Charlie Bolden and thank him very much for his time and apologise that I might have stepped on his, you know, on his toes a bit when he was just out for a drink. But no, I mean, the other people I was with said that I was polite enough, so I hope that I was. And we'll see. If I end up with somewhere fabulous to watch the landing tomorrow, then we'll know I didn't annoy him too much, I guess. But in the meantime, I should be excited. I met Charlie Bolden, and that's for a girl from East London, that is incredible. Really incredible, and I know that. And I know that I'm lucky, and I know that's incredible. And I'm jealous of myself in some ways. And I want that guy, whoever he was, whose boss's boss worked for Charlie Bolden, I want him to know that I know that was a big deal, and I shouldn't have wasted his time, and I wouldn't have wasted his time, and I hope I didn't waste his time. So Charlie, if you happen to be listening, thank you for being so polite and so wonderful and so accommodating. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I'm sorry if I took a moment too long of your time. This is the Space Nomad, signing out. Tomorrow I'll be really excited, because tomorrow we're welcoming Discovery back home, and I get to go and watch the rollout for STS-134. Oh yes! What a lucky little Space Nomad I am.